Hey, it's Meatball.
And Mark.
And this is the Rocker Morning Show on demand from 107.7 RKR.
Brandon, you're out with Mark and Meatball.
Good morning, Brandon.
How are you, man?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. It's good to be with you and good to be talking to you about Skinwalker Ranch.
No, we're very excited to. Obviously, we're excited for the new season of The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch debuts April 23rd, so it's almost here at 10 p.m. Eastern History Channel. Brandon, pleasure to have you on today, man.
Yeah, it'll be great to have everyone hopefully tuning in tomorrow night to see our most recent discoveries and revelations at the world's most scientifically studied paranormal hotspot. This 512-acre piece of property has been the focus, I think, of more investigation and more accounts, witness accounts of everything from UFO sightings to bizarre cattle mutilations.
Wow.
To acute medical episodes that defy any real explanation to all sorts of high strangeness.
So, Brandon, how did you come to own Skinwalker Ranch?
Good question. I was introduced to the previous owner, billionaire real estate mogul and aerospace entrepreneur Robert Bigelow out of Las Vegas back in 2016, and was offered the opportunity to purchase this property, as Mr. Bigelow was focused on his space company and in really partnering with NASA and Elon Musk's SpaceX to introduce his space habitats not only into orbit but on the lunar surface. I bought the property having known the history and the reports of UFO activity and cattle mutilation and other things, but I was a skeptic. I'd never seen anything of the sort in my life. I'd never seen a UFO, ghost, orb, and I thought that by bringing in my own team of investigators and studying the property using the scientific method, that I would ultimately confirm that there was nothing there, that there was a natural prosaic explanation for all that had occurred there. And I was wrong. I was dead wrong.
What can you tell us about, the history of this ranch from those that have never seen the show?
Yeah, this 512-acre piece of property sits in the middle of the Uinta Basin, surrounded by Native American tribal property for generations, if not millennia. Strange events have been reported here. High frequency of everything from UFO sightings to bizarre cattle mutilations and other unusual activity. It was ultimately acquired by the elusive billionaire Robert Bigelow out of Las Vegas and ended up being part of a Pentagon-funded black budget program spanning years with tens of millions of dollars focused on documenting the reality of what was happening from especially a national security standpoint. That project concluded in 2013, and in 2016, I ended up acquiring the property from Mr. Bigelow as a skeptic and didn't really want my identity associated with these topics, but was intrigued with the opportunity, and the rest is history. What I've witnessed on this property shifted me from being a skeptic to not just a believer, but an experiencer.
Sure. Well, I was gonna ask you about, you mentioned, some of the things that you have clearly experienced that have changed your mind about this property. Can you give us like maybe a couple different examples of specific things that you were just like, okay, this has got some validity to it?
You bet. My entire worldview changed about 6 months into owning the property. In October, specifically October 14th, 2016, at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I witnessed with other witnesses by my side what can only be described as a silver grayish disc-like object about 40 to 50 feet long that appeared above the Mesa Plateau that runs the entire expanse of the property. That object proceeded to maneuver, to dart back and forth as if it were monitoring us, and ultimately blinked out of view within 20 seconds, but left us all stunned and changed my perspective from really being a skeptic to an experiencer. That same day, those events, or that event was preceded by everything from rapid battery depletion. Our smartphones were drained from 80% roughly zero to all sorts of equipment malfunction, electromagnetic anomalies. Even one individual was rendered catatonic that was attending security for that day.
Wow.
So you had a lot of correlating strange events that ended up culminating in this UFO sighting that was a game changer for me. And from that point forward, I devoted great resource and effort to staffing an investigation to document and understand the reality of what is happening on this most mysterious piece of property.
Man, so is that kind of what we can expect from this new season? What are some things that we can look forward to?
It's going to be mind-blowing. We devote more resources and service to poking the hornet's nest, as Dr. Taylor, our consulting physicist, would say. We really explore not only the airspace above the property, but continue to explore and delve into the mesa where we've extracted some strange material. There seems to be something both above and below this property that defies any natural conventional explanation.
Right.
And we're trying to get to the bottom of really what we are dealing with. I think that the reality that we're not alone in the universe and that our world is much more strange and sometimes disturbing than we could ever imagine is something that you're going to see play out in this new season of The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch, which starts airing tomorrow night for the next several months.
Now, you've owned the property for a while. You've been investigating for quite a while. Do you find some new experiences every time you go out? Like, are you still finding new things that are happening there, or is it a lot of kind of the same stuff that you knew was going on originally?
Good question. It's totally unpredictable. The phenomena is transient. Some visits, some days are peaceful and marked with no real unusual activity, and then others, we have a host of things that end up occurring, or even people ending up in the emergency room
with
strange illnesses and injuries. It's completely unexpected, and the diversity of phenomena that we continue to experience, that we continue to document, is perhaps what is most interesting about this property. With every passing month, it gets stranger and stranger, and you're going to see us explore regions of the property with new discoveries and insights that I would have never imagined.
Man, that's wild. I know you've always showed great caution in the show. You want to make sure the property is cared for and that the staff and everybody on the show is protected. Personally, I got to know where you met Bryant Arnold, a.k.a. Dragon. How long has he worked for you?
Well, Dragon, I've known Dragon since we were 19 years of age.
Oh, wow.
1992. We were Mormon missionaries together, so we were both serving as mission companions for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Hawaii, and to be honest, at first we didn't get along. We actually fought, but we ended up becoming dear friends, and he's been a trusted confidant. I mean, not only is he licensed security in the state of Utah and an expert marksman and outdoorsman, but he's a dear friend and has been involved in this investigation for the last 7 years as head of security. And he doesn't screw around. He's also someone who is a total skeptic that now shakes his head and can't deny the reality of what is happening in Walker Ranch.
Real quick, how did he get his nickname Dragon?
You know, it was a joke. Someone misidentified him online. There was a picture posted inadvertently of him. And someone mentioned that they knew who he was, that he was He was ex-military and went by the code name Dragon and had a history of violence. And I found that hilarious. I laughed my butt off. And so I basically made everyone start calling him Dragon.
That's awesome.
Give him shit.
That is so cool. Well, man, I love the show. I love the crew. It's just such an intriguing show, and I've been a big fan for a while. The new season, The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch, it debuts April 23rd, 10 p.m. Eastern on the History Channel. Brandon, it was great to finally talk to you. Love the show. Looking forward to the new seasons, man. Thanks for your time.
Hey, get ready to have your minds blown. Thank you so much. Look forward to comparing notes in the future, gentlemen.
Fantastic. Thanks, Brandon.